Hello again. Welcome back to Millennial 2020. And this is a surprise coda. And I'm here with someone who has been requested by quite a few people. You might remember him from years past. He was first on my channel in 2015, including on the very first Millennial stream back in December 2015. So it is...
it is the one and only.
The one and only. Inimitable Nightmares. Welcome, Nightmares, to Millennial 2020.
Thank you for having me. Good to hear your voice, man.
It's nice to hear yours. So, well, what do you think of this year? I mean, that's the answer, that's the question I put to everyone else on Millennial. So 2020 has been quite a hell of an experience.
This year. Well, bloody hell. Well, this year I was just today I was walking into town with my mask on, and I walked past a couple, you know, 30-something couple, and there was a woman and a man, clearly married. They had a little daughter. She must have been a cute little thing, must have only been like 3 or something. And the daughter was asking, Mummy, do I get to go back to school soon? And then her mum answered and was, yes, of course, dear. Of course you get to go back to school. They'll open real soon. And I am proud of myself. I am proud of myself as I walked past, because I generally walk a lot quicker than people, right? As I walked past, I'm proud of myself. I did not just burst out laughing.
Oh. is there some Schadenfreude for you about all of this?
Oh, of course. Of course, mate. Of course. People are... I've always been a bit like Marmite, you know, love it or hate it. And part of it is my crazy predictions for the future. And most of them have come true, more or less. What an insane time we live in. Completely bonkers. Can you imagine trying to describe... Like, imagine if you had a time machine and you went back to 2010, right?
Yes.
You had to describe our current situation to your family members.
No, they wouldn't believe it.
They would. They'd think you were doing coke. They'd think you were off your rocker. How would you... They would not believe it. They would not believe it, mate. It'd be like, yeah, and there's gonna be like this virus. It's gonna be like made from a lab, and it's gonna be like a combination of flu and HIV, and there's gonna be like this giant protest all throughout America, and even though everyone's under quarantine and the economy's getting completely and totally bent over a table, they'll ban people from seeing their dying grandmothers. But if they have this protest, right, for a guy who was dealing drugs and, you know, died of a meth overdose whilst being arrested, you could still go to the protest. Like, what? Yeah. And the borders will still be open, but there'll still be immigrants, but there'll also be like 4,500 trucks stuck at the border because of Brexit. And it's like, what's Brexit? Right, and this guy, this like kind of right-wing guy who's going to be called a Nazi, even though his like family married Jews, but he's going to be called a Nazi, and he's going to win the election in 2016. But in 2020, right, they're going to rig it the other way, and they're going to have overwhelming evidence that it's rigged.
Okay, all right. Let's calm down here.
I could go on. If you actually just sit down, and I recommend this to everyone's mental health, right? You got to sit down, right? And not kind of get sucked into the debates, right? The crazy-ass debates of what's true, what's right, what's wrong. Just be like, what's my personal opinion of what's true, right? For everyone in the chat, everyone who's listening, right? Just make it a Word document and just like try and list it, all the major events of the last year, just as short, simple sentences. You know, and you'll end up with like, you know, a good page, couple of pages of text. And I don't think you could go back in time 2010 and read it to most people without them just being like, that's ridiculous. There's no way that would happen. Surely they'd surely if there was a virus and a pandemic, they'd shut the borders to immigrants.
Yes, that would be an obvious first step, wouldn't it? But they never did.
Like what? You know, like bloody the Prime Minister got it. He just had a kid. Like he could make his kid sick. So he's there like having a personal issue where he might not be able to see his kid because he could make his kid sick, right? And he's still going to have open borders.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and it's obvious.
That's insane.
Of course it is. I remember Germany, at one point, the borders were closed to everyone except refugees.
Yeah.
You just couldn't make it up.
Yeah. Yeah. We've become a bit of a joke in the world, I think. You know?
I think the rest of the world must view the West as a joke at this point, yes.
Yeah, like you're certainly not winning a kind of cultural war with China, right? Like when there was like America versus the USSR, right? It was kind of like the cultural war, right? And a lot of it was just convincing people on the ground that your way of doing things was better.
Yes.
I couldn't convince, you know, in an honest, non-insulting, non-abusive, you know, an honest, like if I had an English-speaking Chinese friend or something, right? And let's say I believed in all of the values we're supposed to believe from the TV and the laws and all that sort of stuff. Like, how would you convince that our way of doing things was good for China?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't. I mean, you wouldn't have a hope in hell unless he's fucking mental himself.
Yeah, I mean, all of our systems are corrupt, and we're going to be extinct in 100 years if things continue as they are. Don't you want to live like this?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I don't know what it would take to convince someone in China to go along with it.
Yeah, mate. Hilarious. Oh, but by the way, to everyone in chat, please don't donate to Worse. Go on, send them a bit of beer money for Christmas. Happy New Year, you know, all that jazz.
Thank you very much for seeing that, Nightmares.
Yeah, and I'm reading the chat, so if anyone's got any questions, I'll answer them. Should be fun, should be good. But just that's pretty much sums up my opinion of this. And I think it'll only get crazier. Yep. And you know what I think that the people in the West will have a good chance of stabilizing it and sorting Europe out a little bit as peacefully as possible, just because you know, people will follow the worst dictators ever. People will follow like Stalin, you know, the people will follow Mao, right? But there's a human instinct, I think, that we all evolved, where people just really aren't willing to follow people who are insane. They don't mind eccentric. They don't mind root. They'll put up with ruthless for a short period of time because, you know, war is ruthless, right? But there's something about being insane that humans just instinctually don't like a bad smell. And I feel that the lot of the leaders that we currently have in the West, I think they've just lost the plot. I think they've gone completely insane.
Someone says, anyone who thinks democracy is a good system isn't paying much attention.
Perhaps, yep. I mean, if everyone believes in a monarchy, for example, and more than half the population believes in a monarchy, you know, well, I guess you got yourself a monarchy then.
Well, if only.
Yeah. I mean, or whatever system, yeah.
I can't help thinking it would be better than this.
I don't know if you've heard of Klaus Schwab, I think his name is. Anyone seen videos of that guy like wearing like priestly robes? You know, and he's like, eat the bugs. I mean, like, these people are mental. These people made the situation worse. I don't think like decades, people, oh, multiculturalism, mass immigration, oh, it's good for the economy. Well, whatever benefit there was, which I don't think there was a benefit if you were any good at crunching numbers, right? you know, maybe in 1950, when like all the men were dead or injured, maybe then a few extra workers maybe helped, right? Like, but like for decades, mass immigration has been terrible for the economies of the West. Well, if let's say there was a magical benefit, well, it's all been wiped out by COVID, then, isn't it? Because we didn't have the ability to just shut borders. Like, we didn't have globally the ability to just completely shut borders and not let a single person through, right? If we had that ability, we could have contained the virus. But we didn't, because of globalism and the way it was imposed on everyone everywhere, right? So whatever benefit there apparently was, gone now. Wiped out. Not even, wiped out like a candle versus a tsunami. Gone. Gone. And anyone still clinging on to that, I think... I've said for years, I think there's a bit of a cult to kind of multi-culturism, to be honest. I think it's a bit of a religion.
Yes,
to these people.
Yeah. I mean, another possibility would be that they deliberately didn't close the borders because they wanted it to be as bad as possible so as to justify lockdowns.
Well, I can see where people come from that, but I think that these people who are like Amazon being, let's say you got the Jeff guy who runs Amazon, right?
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, right. Fact of the matter is, once you're a billionaire, you are like the captain of a ship, and you hire lots of professionals. You know, everyone's got a brain. Each brain only has 60 watts a day. It's like a light bulb. You know, 60 watts per day of power. 61 per hour, I think it is. It's comparable. Basically, the energy of your brain is comparable to a light bulb, right? And he's running a ship, so he's having to delegate to professionals. Do you really think Jeff Bezos like kind of orchestrated a virus? Like, no. But what he's done is he's just taken advantage of the situation because he had professionals that were in place and had made plans at a professional level. So anyone who's worked with professionals at that level understands that they'll have like 1,001 bloody plans. Right. And they'll have like 100 people working on different plans. And one of the plans was, oh, what if there's a virus? What if we've got this kind of what if there's a kind of global pandemic problem? What do we do? You know, we're a major retailer. We run a huge amount of America and the West's logistics. Right. People rely on us for food and stuff. Like, we got to be professional. And they just professionally took advantage of the situation. I think there are a few. There's 7 billion people. So 7 billion and a half and counting. So there's bound to be like some weird groups that, you know, try and manipulate things from the shadows, but like, there's not many of them. Even if they're really rich, there's not that many of them. So I think most of what's going on is corporations just trying to take advantage of the situation and make a profit margin and, just follow their own interests. And, I think once you have that, then you can have like a really rational debate about it. But I do think there are the odd weirdos. Like, obviously, look at Klaus Schwab. Like, obviously, someone paid for his get-up, didn't they?
Somebody had to make that. Somebody had to make those robes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, mate. Someone had to pay for that.
Somebody's asking, are you wearing your hat and shades? The cool get-up that you used to have back in 2015.
I am indeed. I am into wearing the hat. I'm wearing the hat because, you know, I like wearing the hat because it lifts the headphones off my ears. So I wear it all the time and it was like really comfortable. And I tried loads of different hats and it just so happened that the correct hat was the hat that everyone knows and loves. It's a good little hat. Yeah, well, that's because it's comfortable. I didn't just wear it because it looks cool. I wore it because it's comfortable.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm glad to know that you still have a physical presence, because I was assuming that you had uploaded yourself onto the internet and were just this ball that emits sound waves and so on right now.
Well, I mean, cyberpunk 2021. You know, you're in a cyberpunk dystopia because you actually are. Oh mate! If only I could load myself up to the relic chip, you know, it would be brilliant. Yeah. it's from the game, Cyberpunk 2077. It's a game that's just been released. A bit like 1984, people will probably realise it's going to become a blueprint for our wonderful future.
Cyberpunk 2077 was meant as a warning, not an instruction manual.
Pretty much. It's pretty much going to be rubbish bags everywhere, but at least there are neon lights as well.
Well, I haven't seen it, but I've just heard that it was a bit of a technical fuck-up. But yeah, someone says lawnmower nightmares. But yes, exactly, uploading yourself to the internet. I mean, it is funny how all of that stuff has just sort of fallen away. You know, we used to, in the 90s, and you'll remember this, you know, we used to be very optimistic about technology, and now it just feels like, it's come, and it's just fucking terrible.
Well, yeah, because, of course, because the wrong people are in, the people who are in power and do not really have our interests. And so just like you have, you know, an interesting insight I always thought when I was a kid is that the human who first discovered iron and, you know, spread it throughout the world, taking us from the Bronze Age to the Iron Age, that person is kind of responsible in a weird way. If you think about it, if you relax about it, don't try and blame people. If you relax about it, that person's responsible for, like, every person killed by an iron weapon from that point forward. But they're also responsible for, you know, every plowshare that's made as well, because they're both made of steel and iron, and every other hugging tool. And so it just becomes, like, everything, right? So when technology is made, it can have that kind of, you know, impact. But the tech we've got is very centralized. You know, I bought something, as I said, I was going into town to buy something, and I noticed that the card, when I beeped it, like it Google's image little popped up and said, "Oh no, not authorized. You're gonna have to put in your PIN." Right? And I'm like, fucking hell. So Google's just controlling whether or not I can buy this thing. Right? Like, what the fuck? What is this? And now, like, to get a job, which obviously thanks to COVID is going to be very difficult, you know, you're going to have a really good Facebook profile. You know, you better have a Facebook profile that everyone can see. It's public. You better not keep that private, because now you're less likely to get a job. And that Facebook profile, well, it better have the things we want to see. You know, you better have LinkedIn as well. You better have every single, all these, you know, optional, consensual things that you're going to have now.
And there better be rainbow avatars.
Oh, yeah.
All over
Of course. You know, and, you know. I could go on and on about how they just do not give a shit about Europeans.
And photos of you in a COVID mask in various situations having fun.
Of course. Oh, and at the BLM protest, because you see, when you're at a BLM protest, yeah, you don't spread COVID. It's magic. We should all just, you know, insanity. Total insanity, mate.
It really is. We do seem to live in a very strange world nowadays.
Yeah, it's very strange. I think it's out of control. I think our leaders have just stopped being in power. I don't think Boris Johnson's in power. Like, I don't think he is the Prime Minister, really, to be honest. I don't think he's controlling fucking anything. I mean, I can get when people say, oh, corporations control things, like in the 60s and stuff. I mean, I can get, obviously, they're influencing minds with the media and all that kind of jazz, but I can kind of see where it's reasonable. Like, if you're running your economy in oil and an oil CEO comes along and says, look, you know, we need you to build this facility here and we need you to guard it. And, you know, the corporation is telling the government how to behave, but it's kind of not really because the oil is necessary to keep all the trucks running. So if the trucks don't run, then obviously we don't have food crisis, disaster, chaos. Obviously, that's not what the government, any reasonable government would want. So the oil, when the oil people are saying, oh, we need to build this facility here, it's kind of like the oil is making you do it in a way. Like, look, this is the way the oil works. This is the technology that gets that oil. You need the oil. So this is our plan, because we are professionals and we do this one thing. Right.
So we're going to oil the frog.
So, yeah, we're going to do this thing right at this location, you know, in the middle of the sea or something. Right. So obviously we can't have some naval vessel come up and blow it up. Please guard it. So the oil corporation is now telling the U.S. military to guard a U.S. oil company's sea drill. Right. So it makes sense. But the corporation is kind of not really telling the government what to do, because it's just going through the motions. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Oh yes, I think that the national relevant at this point.
What's happening with these corporations now, though? Is they're not going through the motions, right? They're not telling us what's best, you know, because that's a reasonable thing, right? They're dictating what policies we should have on race, what policies we should have on bloody everything, what policies we should have on whether or not people can change their biological sex as if they're bloody snails, you know, or hermaphroditic trees, right? making up whatever. And it's like, wait a minute, like what? And it's very vulnerable to these kind of centralized in-group echo chamber bubbles. And they couldn't believe that Trump got elected. They couldn't get it through their head. They were like, no. And some of them even got caught saying, well, we won't let this happen again. It's like, whoa. Like, what is this? Cyberpunk 2020, where like corporations have taken over. So yeah, there's that. That is a big, big part of the West's problem. In China, there's been billionaires, right? There's been a couple of billionaires in China. They're just like, no, we're the government. We're gonna decide what you're doing. You've gone too far. We're gonna arrest you. We're gonna prosecute you. We're gonna take away your billions, right? I don't see how you could do that in the West. I don't see how they would be able to do that. They just get bribed. So in this way, like, you know, we've got a situation where China's government seems to be a lot more organized, professional, dedicated, focused, competent, and not out of control and unstable, whereas the West's governments seem to be disorganized, unstable, easily corrupted, no clear goal, imposing like insane policies that are not beneficial. And that seems to be our situation. It's a very dangerous situation to be in. Very dangerous.
It certainly is. And I do agree that, well, I'll ask you the question. Do you believe in the use of authority towards good ends?
Well, I mean,
by the Chinese government.
The way I like to do it is I've had this again since I was about a teenager. I came up with this concept to kind of filter. I thought, shit, how do I? People are saying all these things, all these ists and isms. Like, how the hell am I going to filter out all the bullshit? And I thought, you know what? If I could go back in time and explain it to a caveman, and the caveman could understand what I'm saying, because our ancestors were just as intelligent as us, they just didn't have our tech, right? You know, like big-brained snowman, you know, in a cave with a stone spear. He's not dumber than you. He's got the same size brain, right? He just doesn't have your medical care and your iPhone, right? And if I could explain, look, sometimes the authority, I mean, obviously there's a, you know, babblefish translator, so we can speak the same bloody language, right? And I'm like, look, authority figures need to just impose order on a situation, and you know, that's just the way it is. He'd just be like, yeah, but it better be a serious life and death situation. That's what he'd say if he was a reasonable caveman, right? I'd say that statement passes the caveman test, you know? Whereas, you know, certain ideas that we are imposed on us, like ists and isms, they do not pass the caveman test. Like, you know, far-left communism doesn't pass it, for example. We're gonna share all the meat equally. He'd be like, what? But some people work harder than others.
And some people need more than others. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's like, what? We're going to have mass immigration. We're just going to accept all of these different people from other cave tribes, you know, that have crossed the sea. Be like, what about disease? That it will get sick or something. That's a bad idea, mate. And I'd be like, yeah, weird. I agree.
And they're weird. They're different.
Yeah.
They've got strange habits.
Oh, and they worship this fire moon god that says it's going to kill everyone. Oh, great. Brilliant. Yeah, they've got a history of killing other tribes as well. Oh, well, wonderful. Yeah, it's vitamin, yeah.
Somebody asks, do you like Blade Runner 2049?
Haven't seen it, but I'll probably watch it at some point in time. Is that the sequel to Blade Runner, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sure it looks amazing. I'll probably watch it just for the graphics whilst drunk, maybe. We'll see. It's hard to beat the original. Original's pretty amazing. Original was amazing. And was the inspiration for the pen and paper game Cyberpunk 2020. So, Yeah. I can't really comment on something I haven't seen or watched, you know. So
I also haven't.
I don't really do that. Yeah, same thing with people. Like, people ask me, "Well, what do you think of Trump?" It's like, "Well, I haven't met him. I haven't met him." So, like, what do I think about the public image of Trump? Yeah, that would be a different question, right? But if you haven't met someone, like I haven't met you, Rose, you know, you could even meet someone in 5 minutes and get an impression of them. But if you haven't met them, all you've done is seen some guy on the TV, and people forget that. They really do.
Well, no one really knows what goes on inside Trump's head.
Or whoever's, yeah, Tony Blair's, whoever.
Indeed. Well, I mean, what do you predict for next year? You obviously think that things are just going to get even more crazy.
I've been busy sorting my own life out, and often when I'd make predictions, I'd sort of chill and meditate on them. Sometimes I'd get Google Earth, and I just look at the whole world and just like browse it. Just not always satellite view. You always want to see the terrain and the grass and the rivers and stuff, like the arbitrary lines drawn by humans don't really count. You know, mountain ranges count much more than that. Than like literal lines in the sand. Let's say some Arab countries, for example. I'd meditate on that. I haven't done much of that this year because I've been really busy. Obviously, COVID's affected everyone. It's affected me too. I haven't caught it, but I've had to, you know, sort my own life out. You know, I've been working hard on that, doing more press-ups, lost 10 kilograms of weight, doing pretty good. And so I don't feel totally confident in my predictions. And honestly, it's in a really chaotic state right now. When it's in a chaotic state, it relies on the kind of things that happen in the world game. They really depend on like the personal decisions of certain leaders. If I was to take a guess, I'd say that war with China is getting more and more likely within the next few years. So they're going to probably make a push towards Taiwan. Things like that. I have a few predictions about things like that. Almost all of them dark and depressing, but whatever, man, it's the whole world ain't my problem, man. Like 7 billion people, like, you know, they're not all my responsibility, are they? It's fucking insane to think they are. So
yes, indeed. Apparently Alex Jones has been calling for martial law. What do you think about that?
Calling for martial law? A pandemic would be a good time to call some kind of upgraded thing, but that's what we've got. We've already got it. It's already happened in the UK. You can be, one doctor needed to sign a death certificate. You know, like there are all these regulations that have been planned by professionals for a very long time. You know, like, the professionals that plan these sorts of things, civil servants and stuff, they'll plan like the exact procedure to follow if, let's say, a nuke hits Liverpool, and then they'll have another document to say, what if a nuke hits Bristol, right? Because there are two different scenarios. So there's a plan for if a very nasty flu-like virus goes out, and you know there's all these, and you're seeing a lot of those laws quietly being passed if you pay attention, because they have to publicly say it, right? And if you go to the right places on public websites, you can get military documents, so to speak, if you go to the army ones. But if you go to the House of Lords website, you can see the things they've been passing, and they're all creeping towards martial law anyway. So it's just happening. You don't declare it all at once, because then people panic and go, "Oh no, martial law!" What you do is you do it bit by bit, week by week, month by month. And so you've got yourself an 8 p.m. curfew because it's tier 5 lockdown. You know, so what is a curfew? Does that sound like martial law to you? Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about tier 5 now.
Yeah.
And I did put up a poll a wee while ago, about 2 weeks ago, on Telegram. I asked people, if enough people defy COVID restrictions in tiers 1 to 4, the government will be forced to introduce a tier 5. What should the conditions be inside this new tier 5? And let me tell you the options. Sorry. You can tell me what you think of each of these options. Only black and white TV allowed. Your shoelaces must be tied together. No fapping except to pictures of Angela Merkel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lollipop ladies will be surly and unhelpful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Vinyl records must be played at the wrong speed. A dead rat might or might not be inside your box of breakfast cereal. Hammond organ music must be played in all public transport. Christmas cards torn in half at the post office, but sarcastically delivered on time. Christmas cracker jokes will be even worse than usual. And the final option is the turkey speaks.
Those are some interesting options.
Tier 5 would have to be as bad as possible.
Well, I mean, the culture's a clusterfuck. Europe's a clusterfuck of cultures, right? And so what happened when the USSR collapsed, right? This is what happens when any government collapses, right? Is this continuous pressure from beneath the government by organized crime as they try and edge out a living and do quite well on the sides, in the shadows, right? When the USSR collapsed and the government was reshifting itself, what happened is all the gangsters of Russia took over Russia, right? And then they had this fucking problem. They had to get power to the hospital so that people's grandmas didn't die. And what ended up happening is that the next generation of gangsters came up and they were more patriotic and so on and so forth. And they became the government and they slowly shifted to become more and more the government. And yeah, the hardcore, killy KGB Putin types were able to, restore a Russian government and took years and years to sort it all out. But yeah, essentially gangsters took over. But then also because they had the burden of dealing with things like hospitals, they had to behave themselves a lot more. So both sides kind of changed. Thing is, though, Russia was more or less homogenous when this happened. If the same thing happens in the West right now, the local gangsters, who tend to be of the local ethnicity, will take over local areas. So you'll just get, like, oil and water. The blender will turn off. Like, I've often compared multiculturalism to kind of having oil and water mixed in a blender, and the blender just keeps on spinning. Right. And so it's mixed. Right. Yeah. But when you actually look at the individual lives, they're not mixed. Very few people, like less than 5% race mix, for example.
Yes.
You know, so and that's on all of the races. Right. People genetically are rigged to like themselves. They like themselves. Even your friends tend to be people. If you look at them closely, you might realize they have a similar shaped ear or a similar shaped nose. That's because people instinctually make friends with people that tend to be genetically closer. And they tend to pick partners who are genetically closer. This is a natural, completely normal human instinct. It's been very well studied, right? Very well proven. And, you know, this is how humans operate and have done since the Stone Age and will never stop doing so. There's no point where this stops. There's no propaganda you can say it's going to make any difference. You know, people...
I suppose that's an optimistic note there.
Yeah, well, I mean, if as Europe collapses, like what happens? Well, if the governments of Europe do collapse, which if they don't sort their shit out, it's going to happen, then you're going to get local gangsters taking over each area of Britain, each area of Germany, each area of wherever. And no one's going to come and put their foot down on them. There won't be anyone.
Yeah, well, that's definitely not an optimistic note.
No, it isn't.
All right. Well, let's pull an end to it there because...
Just getting started. But you're tired.
Yeah, I am tired, and I think it's best to keep these short and sweet.
A bunch of questions, though? Can we have 5 more minutes and a bunch of questions from the audience? Can we have that?
Okay, then. Okay, 5 minutes.
All right.
And
all right.
People can post questions in the live chat on YouTube. So someone says military robots will work fine. Do you think that military robots will work fine?
Yeah, great, until you hack them. Next.
Okay. I take rule by a gang over rule by woke capital.
Yeah, except the gang members aren't the same race as you and are really racist towards you. Next.
All right. I'm trying to think. Okay, are the fish and chips really that good in England?
Yes, of course they are. It's a national dish. And anyone that says Britain doesn't have any, like white people don't have any native dishes that are worthwhile in Britain, are totally lying. Like the UN saying that the British, Britain has no redeeming artistic or cultural contributions of intrinsic value. You can Google that and look it up. The UN decided that our our people have made nothing of intrinsic value culturally ever. So yeah, of course it's bloody good. Fish and chips are a national dish. They are a you know, that's what you're looking at. Like, who doesn't love a good, you know, roast? Bloody hell, yeah. Yorkshire puddings, nom nom nom. That is our culture, and it's really top quality food. Next.
All right. What's your favorite color?
What's my favorite color?
Yes.
All the colors. Love them all. Love the rain. I like being able to see. It's great.
All right. Okay. Let me see. Haha, this guy is going to be the prime minister, someone says. Would you like to be the prime minister, Nightmare?
Oh, well, I mean, if it's the only way to survive the 21st century, maybe.
All right.
But someone, you better pay me lots of money, because that is not a fun job.
Someone says, will homosexuality be state enforced in the future?
Isn't it already? Next.
All right. Gary Lineker claimed that fish and chips was invented by a French immigrant.
Why do I care about some guy that tried to sell me crisps? So he's a footballer? Good for him. Next.
All right. Someone says, you only need beef, no vegetables.
Well, it's better than being vegan, mate, but I think you might want to add a bit of vegetable to your diet. Next.
All right. Thought Nightmares wasn't coming back. Good to hear he's back on board.
Well, you know, it's hard coming back through time and space from our spaceship from the 22nd century as we expand with our asteroid mining, but I do my best.
All right. Someone says that you're a veggie sympathizer. What the fuck?
I didn't. I ate pork today. Next.
All right. Who was your favorite Ninja Turtle?
The rat.
Ah, that's interesting, because someone says, it's a Splinter.
To be honest, I kind of preferred Shredder. Like, why are these turtles the good guys? Like,
do you want to know something very funny? The guy who voiced Shredder, like the actor who voiced Shredder,
yeah,
was the dad in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Well, yeah, anyone with a deep voice, isn't it? You know, you're never going to give up a deep voice. You've never got to let it go.
Yeah, it's very strange. That's in the early 90s cartoon, maybe late 80s cartoon. But yeah, it was that fucking guy. And I couldn't believe it when Uncle Phil, exactly. Not the dad, Uncle Phil in Fresh Prince. What the hell?
Am I wearing the same wife fronts as last year? No, mate, I'm not.
All right. I can't see any other. Will you serve as chairman of the Chinese occupied Britain?
I don't know. I haven't even got a Hawaii contract phone yet. So, you know, I'm not. And also, I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure being under Chinese occupation is so great. I mean, you know, just being under occupation in general, it doesn't work out well for people throughout history. Generally results in a lot of sex slavery, a lot of death, a bit of genocide. Doesn't really matter who's doing it. Standard human nature. If any race is in a position of power and is just the ruling class over any other race, doesn't go well for the races underneath them. No example of human history where that hasn't happened. Just a fact of life.
All right. Excellent. Well, let's leave it at that, because I can see that the questions are becoming quite based and I don't want to veer into that territory. So,
fun. Oh, that's the most fun.
I'm scared shitless that you're going to say something that then I have to answer for. And you know,
I won't do that to you, Rose. I'd never do that to you. I wouldn't. After all the hard work and effort you've put into your channel and just been quite a nice, peaceful bloke. Like, why would I do that to you?
Thank
you.
I know you wouldn't do it deliberately. I know you're not horrible. But I know that people get, it can be quite exciting, live streaming, and people can get quite carried away, including me, actually. I often have to, drug myself to keep myself calm during streams.
Higaloni's got dad issues. All right, then. So, yeah.
I didn't see what Higalini wrote.
I don't know. There's loads of people in the chat.
Oh, 5 more minutes, Dad. That's nice. All right. Someone says Nightmares has Big D energy.
Oh, well, you know, is that what she said?
All right. Okay, on that note, let's call an end to it. So, all right, this really is the end of Millennial 2020. So I hope that everyone's enjoyed this. I hope that you've enjoyed hearing from Nightmares again. It's a nice novelty each year. So, Nightmares, thank you very much for appearing on Millennial 2020. Excellent. And thank you. And thanks to everyone for watching and supporting me. And I'll be back later on. But in the meantime, this is it for Millennial 2020. So I will
end this. Good luck, everyone. Good luck, everyone.
Good luck and Happy New Year, everyone. I should have said that before. Happy New Year, and I'll see you later.